You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It's Tuesday. So we're going to talk waiver wire pickups with our buddy Michael LaFloria from NFL Network. Also host of the Sick Podcast with Stevie Johnson, so you know he's Bills Mafia. Mike, last night, man, I mean, we are all, well, I'm sure we're overreacting, but blame assessment Tuesday is a thing. What was your take on last night's loss in Atlanta?
I know I'm seeing a lot of people online blame Josh Allen. And look, he didn't play well at all last night. I think Josh himself would admit that. Like I don't know what that pass was to Ty Johnson, a couple of decisions and stuff, but I mean, the defense got absolutely throttled the entire first half. I'll give them credit. They adjusted in the second half, but the offensive line not living up to what we thought it would be, not using James Cook in the fourth quarter. And I think more than anything, the reason why the blitz worked so well, if you remember a couple years ago, Josh Allen used to torch when people would blitz him, but no one's getting open quickly outside. Like, I love Khalil Shakir, but he was the only one really getting open after Josh Palmer got hurt. And I want Keon Coleman to be a thing really badly. He's a good kid. I think he has a lot of talent. I've been saying it for a while now. I don't know why the Bills don't game script him in a little bit more to give him chances to kind of improve, because I'm a big believer that reps are what leads to improvement. So I've been saying for a while, I don't know why they don't try to force him some targets early in games and stuff just to get him comfortable and used to in the game. But he's taken out of games way too easily. He's not winning downfield consistently. Wide receiver and the secondary look like two real big issues right now. And Bean has not been able to handle them in the draft, swinging and missing a lot. But luckily for him, he could still make trades. So I'm hoping, just like last year, that they trade for a wide receiver and maybe some secondary help.
Yeah, I mean, number one on my list is Olave from New Orleans. Some are suggesting Shahid also from New Orleans. Who are some other wide receivers that right now you follow everything fantasy-wise, Michael? Who might come to Buffalo here before the trade deadline you think that could help?
I know it's the pipe dream, but if things keep going sour in Philly, A.J. Brown would obviously be the head and shoulders best one, but I've seen a lot of people speculate D.J. Moore. Now, I don't think the Bears would necessarily want to move on from him, but he has been relegated to a complimentary role there, and he can still be a number one in this league, but I'm not sure the Bills make a swing that big. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a a smaller name. Like they thought Josh Palmer was going to be the answer, and Palmer's played well, but I don't see, I'm not positive we're going to get a huge marquee name, but we need someone who could win downfield and win out wide. Cause right now, Josh Palmer is the only player on the Bills with more than one catch on deep passes this year. And that's been a problem all season long. And I'm not just saying this because, like, I'm a Bills fan and stuff. When you have a quarterback like Josh Allen, the deep ball should never be a problem. It's what I've been saying for the last couple of years with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And they added speed, and now we're starting to see them look like the Chiefs again, which is very scary for the Bills. But there's no reason the Bills should not be able – they don't have to do it all the time like it's 3-4 years ago. But that should be an option that you have. And right now, they just simply do not. I think Rashid Shaheed is – look, Olave is the top billing from New Orleans, but Shaheed is exactly what this team needs. He's a home run hitter. He is blazing speed. He is a reliable out-wide option that you can kind of get creative with. And he would change – he's a take-the-top-off-the-defense kind of player. So he would change everything for the Bills. Plus, if I could keep ranting, why do they – why is Keon Coleman staying just opposite of Terrell? Like – I know they think he is just an X receiver and that's it. But for a while now, I've been thinking, like, try using him as a big slot occasionally. Do something, just move him around. Try to get him opposite of someone other than their number one cornerback. And I know Joe Brady isn't a problem yet or anything like that, but these last couple of games haven't felt like Joe Brady's best showing.
Michael LaFlorio, Fantasy Football, NFL Network, the Sick Podcast with Stevie Johnson as well, joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. While we have you, Mike, let's talk fantasy football as we get ready for Week 7. Who are your top waiver wire pickups going into tonight?
So it all depends on who is out there. There's a couple of players that should have been added already but are still sitting out there on some waiver wires, like Jackson Dart and Kamani Vidal. If they're out there, they are your top adds this week. I would add Matthew Golden to that list. He's sitting just under 60% on NFL.com leagues. On other sites, they might be a little bit higher rostered. I think Harold Fanning Jr., though, is a really good pickup, not only because David Njoku was banged up, but because him and Dylan Gabriel have clear chemistry, and I love the way they're using him all over the field. Kendrick Bourne we've seen show out recently. I also think Tajay Spears is a really sneaky pickup. He played 60% of the snaps this week. Tony Pollard was only at 40. Pollard is still the lead runner, but Spears got involved on the ground, and he was their lead back used in the passing game, and the Titans are going to be trailing a whole lot. And then if you want some more, like Jalen Coker is a good stash right now. This isn't the biggest week of waivers, but there are some names that are could be in play as streaming options in Week 7.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A fantasy question, but it does have, you know, Bills relevance. And I'm already breaking the seal on the next game. It's not this week, but 2 weeks from now, Carolina. Who is this Carolina team running the ball? The old Regal Dotto, that guy? What on earth is happening here? Well, you get Chuba Hubbard. How does this play out when Hubbard comes back? Again, Carolina, they're playing the Jets this week. I'm like, oh, great. They're going to have a lot of confidence, I figure, heading into that game against the Bills.
Yeah, I know Chuba Hubbard is the one that they paid, and Dave Canales was straight up asked this week, like, has Rico stolen the job? And he said, we'll see. But how on earth can you get away from Rico Dowdle? Like, I'm not saying you stop using Chuba Hubbard altogether. I think we could see something where Hubbard is used on third downs and in, like, two-minute drills, because he is a really good pass-catching back. He had been struggling on the ground, though, this season. And I had people on my mentions and stuff being like, stop hyping up Rico. He did it against the Cowboys and the Dolphins, the two worst run defenses. Sure. You know how many other players have ran for 180 or more yards in a game against anyone this season? No one. He's done it in back-to-back weeks. So I don't care who it came against. He's being far too productive. I'm not sure how we're going to see it. Maybe it's 50-50. Maybe it's, like I said, Chuba more passing down. But I don't see how they get away from Rico Dowdle, given how well he's running. And by the way, if you're someone who likes to be petty online or anything like that, Rico Dowdle is the man. Like, he called out the Cowboys, went off against them, and then called them out again after the game.
It's great. Michael F. Florio joining us from NFL Network, talking some fantasy football. There's whispers and chants in Tampa that they have an MVP candidate now in Baker Mayfield. He's winning games and making it happen with all of these injuries to his skill position players. So break down what's left there for Baker to distribute to here as they go into this next week. And you know, who specifically with even Ibuka, who I believe left early, you know, from the game against the Niners on Sunday, who's he throwing the ball to this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, Ibuka left with a hamstring injury. They haven't said how long he's going to be out, but the reports are that he's expected to miss time. Chris Godwin and Bucky Irving already ruled out for next week. Mike Evans very much up in the air. Now, which Buck you want to use kind of depends on Mike Evans. I think Sterling Shepard is the top add there because he's the veteran. He'll play some in the slot, some out wide. I think in a game like this where you could be this shorthanded, just that veteran connection that he has with MV Baker right now is something you can rely on. But then I think Tez Johnson is going to be the name that people go after more. He had that one really long catch. He played a little bit more than Cam Johnson. But Cam Johnson is where – and look, neither of these guys are like Ben Big or your number one waiver claim. They're more a little bit down on the list. But I like Cam because not only was he targeted more than Tez Johnson – all of Tez's targets are downfield, so he's kind of a home run hitter, boom or bust play. Cam had a target behind the line of scrimmage. He had a short target, an intermediate target, and a deep target. So they're kind of using him all over the field. That of the two, well, Shepard was my top claim there, but then I put Cam ahead of Tez. And Cade Otton is also in play if you need a tight end, just because someone's got to catch the ball, right? And plus, it's not like they're playing the Jets or something this week. They're playing the Lions. They're going to need to put up points. So I do think the Bucs deep receivers and stuff are in play this week as streaming options, as long as Mike Evans doesn't end up suiting up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got two games Monday night. And I'm of the camp, dangers of a different camp. Like, I like having two games on Monday night, even if they are 7 and 10 o'clock, which I'm looking at Seattle and Houston, and chances are you're going to need that game if you're playing fantasy. So we get Tampa and Detroit first up. What about Seattle's offense? Are you ready to declare the number one receiver in fantasy football today, Jaxon Smith-Njigba?
It's funny because I was just texting with Marcus Grant and Laquan Jones, my podcast host, co-host over at NFL, and we were like, is JSN the number one wide receiver overall? And I don't think it's crazy at all. The only caveat I'll say is it depends on Puka's health. Because if Puka's only going to miss this week and then he has to bye and he's back and he's 100% healthy, I'm taking Puka Nacua over anyone in football right now. But if he's hurt, if this causes him to miss some time or it hinders his performance a little bit, yeah, I think JSN is number one then. And it's crazy to say because I will admit I was doubting him a little bit coming into the year, not because I didn't believe in his skill set. He was my number one wide receiver in that class and stuff. But I was concerned with Sam Darnold being there behind that O-line. And more than anything, I was concerned about him now having to play out wide a lot more. He laughs at all of that. This guy can do it all. There's no, and he's doing all of this with just one end zone target this season. If they start utilizing him more in the red zone, forget about it. He could be the runaway wide receiver one.
Michael, great information as always, getting us set up for another week in fantasy football and getting a win by this time next week when we talk to you again. Let everybody know about where we can get your content this week and the Sick Podcast with Stevie Styles.
Yeah, me and Stevie Johnson will be chopping it up tomorrow. We were going to have a fun bye week show, and then the Bills kind of ruined that, so we'll be talking about a lot of this Falcons game. But you can get that on YouTube or anywhere you get your podcast, Sick Podcast, Bills Banter, and then NFL Network, Fantasy Live, The Insiders, Stardom Sit'em, plenty of places to get me over there. And lastly, at rotoballer.com, I do a podcast and write an article each week for them. So lots of different places you could hear me talk fantasy and some Bills.
Yeah, well, we always appreciate your time on a Tuesday when it's waiver wire night. We go home tonight, and thanks to the advice of Michael F. Florio, hopefully our teams will be better. Michael, thanks for your time today. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds good, and go Bills.
Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, always good with his time joining us and sharing some waiver wire pickups and waiver wire suggestions as we head into Week 7. Coming up next on The Fan, we check in with Matt Parrino, fresh from his flight from Atlanta.
Yeah, we should get to this because McDermott speaks at 4, so short window for Parrino, but let's get his thoughts.
All right, we're going to get Matt Parrino on next. And by the way, who's hot and who's cold in fantasy football is presented by Heat and Cool. That's cool with a K. Why K? Because it's cool. We'll be back next with Matt Parrino of the Syracuse Post-Standard and the Shout Podcast on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.